Scientists need good data to document and predict climate change. Collecting that data from the far reaches of the planet isn't easy. Earlier this spring, two Navy graduate students found out just how difficult it is when they set up a research project in the middle of the Arctic Ocean, 200 miles north of Alaska. As part of NPR's Climate Connections, our year-long project with National Geographic, Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit went out on the sea ice with a couple of researchers.
At 7:30 in the morning, the thermometer is reading 20 below, and John Blydorn and Tim McGeehan have just one thing on their minds: heat. Overnight, the generator that warms their small research tent ran out of gas. So before they head inside, they fill up the tank.
Do, do, do. Oh, come on. Oh, hasn't been dead for very long.
Inside the tiny tent, with the generator humming along, Blydorn and McGeehan examine the thing that's occupying their every waking moment, a perfectly round hole in the ice, about a foot wide.
Have you lost equipment down there?
Nothing important yet.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to make an offering to the hole every now and then.
Keep it happy.
Yeah, it worked for the Maya for a while anyway.
Blydorn and McGeehan are studying oceanography at the Navy Postgraduate School in California, and they've come this far north to research one very specific aspect of the frozen ocean: ice keels. When ice sheets collide, they form small mountains of ice above and below the water. Below, they're called ice keels. They look a bit like a keel on a boat, but they're not as easy to drill through.
We got kind of stuck digging the hole. It took a little longer than we thought it would.
It actually took a lot longer than they thought it would. Blydorn and McGeehan expected to have to drill through about 15 feet of ice, but they went through 40 feet instead. But as they chip away at the thin layer of ice that formed across the hole overnight, McGeehan and Blydorn seem unfazed.
We're happy to be at this stage now, where we can actually start the project.
Starting the project means lowering a device called a CTD into the water. The CTD will help them identify the different layers of ocean that can sometimes mix together in the turbulent water that surrounds an ice keel. Later, they'll lower a sonar device, which will take pictures of the ice keel under the water. All of the measurements will become an important part of models that forecast where the Arctic sea ice is moving and how fast it's melting. Those models include a lot of educated guesswork, and McGeehan says one of those guesses is how ice keels affect the process.
It can actually pull up warm water from below. Because in the Arctic, the coldest water is at the surface, and then it actually warms a little below. That might be important, you know, in terms of, who knows, it might cause melting of the ice from below. We don't know. I mean, that's kind of why we're here.
John Blydorn says they came to the Arctic hoping to study three ice keels, but they ended up only having time for one.
You come up here with a big laundry list of things that you hope to get, and you satisfy yourself with the things you're able to get. And so, it's our first time doing research up here, and it's very enlightening. It gives us a lot of respect for all the guys that have done it before.
But no matter how difficult working in the Arctic is, Blydorn and McGeehan say it's worth it. And Blydorn, at least, wants to do more. But next time, he plans to venture into the Antarctic. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
You can learn about other research on climate change in the Arctic in the current issue of National Geographic magazine.